Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to Nevada. And you know something? I've talked a lot on this show about the Civil War and the Republican Party. And it's a fight to the death. You have Trump QAnon against the traditional Republican Party. They can't both survive. I don't think the traditional Republican Party is going to survive. I think it's going to go Trump QAnon for at least a generation. But there is a quieter civil war in the Democratic Party, and I want to put an end to it right now. Just the other day, the entire staff of the Nevada Democratic Party quit. They quit because supporters of Bernie Sanders got elected to all of the top positions in the party, supported by the group called Socialists, Democratic Socialists of America. Now, why is that bad? Why'd they quit? And it really highlights a split in the Democratic Party, and I'm going to tell you what it is. 90% of what Bernie Sanders stood for is exactly what Joe Biden stands for. Bernie wanted Medicare for all. So does Joe, but the way he's gotten around to it is putting it in as a public option in the Affordable Care Act. They're both for $15 an hour minimum wage. The $1.9 trillion COVID bill is the most progressive bill that's ever put in and most expensive that's ever been put in the Congress. But the 10% that they don't agree on is this idea of presenting the Democratic Party as a democratic socialist party. I'm not a socialist. The Democratic Party is not a socialist party. You can say Denmark and Sweden and Norway and all that. Nobody wants to move to those places. You go to Europe, you go to Italy and France, Germany. The truth of the matter is they're wonderful countries, but we don't want it here. And there is a downside of socialism, which you see in Venezuela and Cuba. We don't want the term associated with the Democratic Party. The other thing is tactical, and that is Democratic socialists like Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley attack other Democrats whom they think are too moderate. Ocasio-Cortez has a handful of people, one her former chief of staff, the other her principal advisors, have formed a group. They have run radio ads, and they are planning more against Joe Manchin in West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona. If they do that and continue to do that, that could ensure that they do not get reelected. There will then be two Republican senators there. The Democratic Socialists spend more time attacking Democrats than they do Republicans. Much more time. The guy who attacks Republicans is me. And so here's the deal. Ocasio-Cortez had a chief of staff who actually attacked a Democratic congresswoman who was LGBT and Native American in Oklahoma. It's a miracle she got elected because on a vote, she voted in a way he didn't like about Medicare for all, and he accused her of siding with racist Southern white sympathizing senators. That's a lie. She's the one who's a target of those kinds of people. What they ended up doing was weakening her. The authoritarian left is not going to take over the Democratic Party. So that's the reason the staff quit in Nevada. We are in sync on a lot of issues. We're in sync on COVID relief, $15 an hour, Medicare for all. We're in sync on a lot of issues. But this is yuppie socialism. It's Marie Antoinette making believe she's a farmer. These are people with absolutely no historical knowledge whatsoever, and we don't want them. We do not want the Democratic Socialists of America label associated at all with the Democratic Party. Period. End of story. Okay, I'm going to go back to Washington, D.C. Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, very good guy. Today, probably today, we'll speak with Joe Manchin. What is Lloyd Austin going to say to Joe Manchin? There's a guy named Colin Call, whom Biden has nominated to be the senior policy advisor to the Defense Department. The thing about the Defense Department is that some of the subordinate positions also have to be approved by the Senate. And at 50-50, the Republicans are stonewalling. You cannot possibly lose a single Democratic vote. And Manchin is already starting to say, well, Colin Call apparently had tweeted some things, sort of like Neera Tanden, but not as bad. But what Colin Call tweeted was policy, and it was true. I like Neera Tanden. I think she got shafted. However, when you say stuff like Ted Cruz, that a vampire has a bigger heart than Ted Cruz, I kind of like that. That's why I would vote for her, quite frankly. That people took umbrage at that. And when she attacked, and this is dumb, Neera Tanden attacked Joe Manchin's daughter. Joe Manchin's daughter is a senior executive at a pharmaceutical company. She's honest, she's smart, and she makes a good, wage or, compensation. But, it's not like all pharmaceutical companies are evil. Neera Tanden attacked her for making too much money. Joe Manchin didn't like that. Here's a girl from West Virginia, makes good, and she gets attacked. Joe was a little prickly about that. Joe was actually very prickly about that. There was a case with Harry Truman. His daughter, Margaret, thought she was an opera singer. She sang like a bullfrog. She was a terrible singer. But because she's the president's daughter, she was taken down and given the equivalent of Carnegie Hall, whatever it is in D.C., to sing. And, of course, she stunk up the joint. Washington Post goes, God, she's terrible. Truman went postal. Truman, he was the president. He attacked the Washington Post. You stand up for your daughter, okay? You stand up for your daughter, making a good living at a pharmaceutical company. Your attendant is dumber than a bag of rocks to attack. All right. Colin Call, however, said that the Republican Party basically is the party of ethnic cleansing. He's right. He said it right after Trump betrayed the Kurds. The Kurds are attacked by the Sunni Muslims, the genocidal Sunni Muslims who genocided the Armenian Christians. The Kurds are a separate ethnic group that Turkey would like to wipe out. And so Turkey, Erdogan called Trump in the golf cart, said, do you mind pulling out of Syria so I can get at the Kurds? And Trump, yeah, okay, go ahead. Give me a 7-iron. That's really what happened. Colin Call said they're the party of ethnic cleansing. The Kurds are being subjected to ethnic cleansing. Kurdish women, as the American soldiers walked out, held up their infants saying, please take them with you or they will be killed. They will be killed. And Colin Call also said that the Republican Party worships at the altar of Trump. Those are his statements. Manchin had better vote for Colin Call, because Colin Call is also the one who said the election was absolutely honest and should be certified, because he had a position even under Trump that didn't require Senate confirmation. Colin Call is a good man. He has got to be approved. The Republicans will try to stonewall. And I got news for you. I'm going to say what Colin Call said. They are the party of ethnic cleansing. They're the party who betrayed the Kurds. The Kurds, the genociders of Armenian Christians, now going after the Kurds. And they do worship at the altar of Trump. It's disgusting. They go down to Mar-a-Lago to worship at the altar of Trump, of the golden calf, the orange calf, actually. Not the golden calf, the orange calf. That's what they do. He told the truth. So Manchin, here's a message. Not that you're going to hear this, but you're going to hear it from some Democrats. Vote to confirm Colin Call. It's not the same as Neera Tanden talking about a vampire's heart and that kind of thing. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time.